I'm on a mission, and before it's too late,
baby, gotta get me a mate. I wanna make me a baby, and I don't mean me. I say it straight, I need to procreate. To raise a family, I need some space. I need a new place, far from the rat race. Dr. Penny has a plan, and it's gonna take some money. Gotta get me to Mac, the land of milk and honey. I am fine, fine.
Don't go near the water. Don't you think it's sad? What's happened to the water? Our water's going bad. Oceans, rivers, lakes, and streams have all been touched by man. Say, what's happened to the water? It's going bad.
Don't go near the water. Don't go near the water.
Toothpaste is so to make our oceans a bubble bath.
They say everyone should have their heart broken at least once. That is how you grow emotionally. Well, I have been misused by many, many, many men. But nothing can compare to how you treated me. Times it really felt as though the pain was here to stay. And though it's many years ago, I feel it to this day. And now you wanna be my friend on Facebook. Nasty man. And now you wanna be my friend on Facebook. Are you fucking kidding? I don't wanna know what kind of cocktail you are, or which member of the Beatles, or which 1950s movie star. I don't give a toss if you're a ninja or a pirate. I suspect you'd be a pirate, but I don't wanna verify it. And I don't give a shit what your stripper name is, or if your kitty had a litter. Look, just follow me on Twitter. I don't care about your family tree, and I certainly don't want you poking me. So now you wanna be my friend on Facebook. Oh, you fucking, fucking fuck.
Twitterbird, tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Any little thing will do.
Every single tweet's a winner. You can do it too.
Yes, tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Everyone will know what's new.
Tweet a little tweet, it's up to you. In 140 characters, I'll tell you what I eat.
On Twitter, I post random artsy pictures of my feet. I'm staying up to date with friends while walking down the street.
Yeah, Twitter's pretty sweet.
I'm literally Twittering. My life is now complete. It's literary littering with every single tweet. You think that you're so cool, retweeting things like tools. You're all a bunch of fools. Oh my god!
Hashtag nature!
Tweet a little tweet on Twitter, every little thing you do.
Every single tweet's a winner, you can do it too.
Just tweet a little tweet on Twitter, everyone will know what's new. Tweet a little tweet, it's up to you.
Now get your popcorn out, let's watch the Let's Go Head to Head.
I read that Gaga's friendship with Perez is all but dead.
Why go to live events? Just read your Twitter feed instead.
So you can stay in bed.
But Twitter isn't just for petty things, don't be misled. It helped the message of the Arab Spring to grow and spread.
With Twitter by your side,
connected far and wide,
the world is intertwined.
Tweet a little tweet on Twitter, any little tweet will do. Every single tweet's a winner, you can do it too.
Yes, tweet a little tweet on Twitter, everyone will know what's new.
Tweet a little tweet,
it's up to you. We're literally Twittering, our lives are now complete. We'll hashtag this and favorite that, and maybe we'll retweet.
With Twitter by your side,
together far and wide.
Any little tweet will do.
Tweet a little tweet
will
tweet.
Hey guys, and thanks for watching our video.
Question of the day:
what is your favorite social media site? Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, YouTube? Let us know in the comments below.
Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more 85 musicals.
And if you like this song, don't forget to support us by buying it on iTunes or Ladder, link that up here and in the description below.
Thank you so much for watching. My name is VJ.
I'm Antonius.
We are the AV Byte Brothers.
And we will see you on Wednesday in our behind the scenes.
Indeed we will.
And also, share this on Twitter.
Tweet a little tweet on Twitter, everyone will know what's new. Tweet a little tweet on Twitter,
it's up to you.
Hey!
On your Facebook, I see pictures of Canary Islands 07. So I double tap. Zoom in. That's a sensible progression. It's what I expect. It's what I expect. On your Twitter, I see a picture of a beautiful shoreline. So I double tap to zoom in. That's standard. I delete my account, will that get me out of this situation? If I like it immediately, will she still get the notification? And if she does, how will she think of me after that? I suppose it depends on whether Instagram tells her the exact picture I was looking at. Oh, Instagram, I'm afraid that it's fundamentally reckless to meddle with a series of universal gestures. And Instagram, I think that it cannot be disputed, double tablet's been the standard since Steve Jobs introduced it. I could pretend like it was deliberate, like I was making an ironic comment on the nature of human duality and the way that's just shit. I could sporadically like other pictures, the effect of which would ideally obscure me singling out one of you in your bikini. So when you get a moment, please consider a retraction. It's not too late for you to change the default interaction. And also, if you get a moment, and I don't mean to sound bossy, but if possible, when you get a sip, could you ask her to unblock me? I mean, I've sent like 4 or 5 support emails about this, so just when you get a chance.
The defense, and they only hit now and then, but not this year. They hit and run, they fight, they play in pain. And one thing about us Red Sox fans, when they win, we go insane. Winning tough when they're out west. They knock them down in Tiger Town, put the O's and J's to rest. The Yanks are cranks, the Rays will tank, and Cleveland's over-eager. The fans are pumped, the Sox are hot. Yes, we're catching pennant fever. Cause when things at Fenway begin to rock, Red Sox Nation talks. Cheers. This team is tough, it's strong, it's tight, it's the best we've had in years. They've learned to win, the crown's in sight, the course ahead is plain. And when they win that flag, you bet all us fans will go insane. Cause when things at Fenway begin to rock, Red Sox Nation talks, and the phrase hit most from coast to coast is, how about them songs? How about them songs? How about them Boston Red Sox? Yeah, them Red Sox. Boston Red Sox. How about them songs?
Dear Mr. Sears and Robot, I've been sitting here a-thumbing through your book. Page 199 shows the stove that's mighty fine, and the fella in an apron like a book. Dear Mr. Sears and Roebuck, that electric stove's way above my class. It's a beauty, yes indeed, but the thing I really need is that man to teach me how to cook with gas. Don't send the stove, it's the kind I'd like to buy, but I ain't making much singing dollars. I don't need the stove, but if I could have the guy, he could toss me around like a salad. Oh, Mr. Sears and Roebuck, all the items in your catalog are slick, but the gadget I'd admire is that man beside my fire. Take his apron off and send him to me quick. Dear Mr. Sears and Roebuck, I've been checking your supplies for tennis courts. There is something I should get, not a racket or a net, But I sure could use that rascal in the shorts. Dear Mr. Sears and Roebuck, your canoe on page 143. Now that's the type that I would pick, but I'm up a different creek. Can't you send a feller here to paddle me? I don't want a bath, soapy water makes me howl. Don't the folks in your ass better mind it? I can't use a bath, you can keep your Turkish towel. Only ship me the sheep from behind it. Don't mean to fuss or rope up, but you'll never fill my order, it appears. If the shortage is acute, I'm an easy girl to suit. I'll shut up if you will send me Mr. Sears. If he ain't taken, I'll shut up if you will send me Mr. Sears.
Hey! fly a cricket bat, and all the insects was right on hand.
The bedbug had a special invite. He couldn't go, he had to work that night. He rolled up on a fine bullfrog. Should've heard the band when it struck up.
Grasshopper hopped in, she looked about. She didn't say a word, she just hopped back out.
While all the insects were filled with glee, the ant did the boogie with the bee.
There was a head bug, red bug, head bug, dead bug.
Wrong bug, right bug, white bug, light bug.
Skinny bugs, fat bugs, thinny bugs, flat bugs, fly, flea, gnats, bees, and ants in the BVD. Then that opened the bottle that he thought was gin. He stepped to the bar for a drink and spree. What do you know? It was DDT.
Wrong bug, right bug, light bug, tight bug.
I think that's enough drama for now, don't you think? Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome. Good morning. I don't know, whatever it is. It's a new year where you are. I'm still stuck in the past. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon here on Monday, New Year's Eve, and I'm trying to get this out to you because I know you can't go to bed tonight without it. So we took a kind of a backward look at the year we just escaped from. Not a good one. Not a good one, but we made it, I think. I still got 10 hours to go. We started with something called Stan, for you know who. We did a lot of stuff about people who are gone and kind of the stories of the year and stuff. Stan Lee, of course, left us. That was Daddy Fat Snaps. Don't know who he is. Coco, the fine animal gorilla, was the Laurel Canyon Animal Company. They do a lot of good songs about animals. I've run into them before. It's good stuff. The Great Canyon Fire in general from Spirit, Don't Go Near the Water from the Beach Boys, incorporating both my newly rediscovered love of the Beach Boys and the imperative of clear water, cool water, clean water. You know what I mean? What are you going to do when you're drinking oil? That's right, you're going to die. Facebook song. We also had problems with technology this year. The Facebook song was Kate Miller-Heidke. Song is, of course, subtitled, Are You Fucking Kidding Me? I feel that way when I look at my feed sometimes. The Twitter song, the musical from AV Byte, whoever they are. James Veitch. After that, the Instagram song. I cannot figure out Instagram. That's because I'm over 19. How about them socks? That's how they say it up here. How about them socks? Was the Blowouts. Had to tip the hat there. They had quite a fine year, and it was kind of fun being around winning baseball for a change. Hint, hint. Yeah, I'm looking at you, City Field. I'm sorry, Shitty Field. Mr. Sears and Mr. Roebuck was Dorothy Shea, Park Avenue Hillbilly, about, well, they're almost gone too, but they'll be gone by the time next year. Sad. Aretha, who we lost this year, Freeway of Love, which are all crumbling, the instructor's dying, and then the Insect Ball. Oh, hey, guess who died this year? Big J. McNeely. All right, so that catches you up. We got more to deal with because we had a really big story this year.
Thank you.
song of America. Once she was a young girl with a heart on fire. Born in the dust of the magic of history. It all goes on, yeah, the dream goes on.
18, they planned a little trip to plug up all the leaks along the southern border strip. They planned to surprise a man, make a big arrest, cause the president, he told them that they didn't send their best.
They passed some laws for the illegal ship economy. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. They gathered them up and started to deport them down to the border and back to Mexico.
They gathered a militia and they named it after ICE. They wanted to be positive, it didn't sound nice. They searched in the churches and the schools and the mall, and the president announced that he was gonna build a wall.
The friends made rules, but the courts overturned him. He was still convinced that illegals had to go. He made some threats and that was disconcerting, so they headed for the border and back to Mexico.
You'd think we'd see why we wouldn't want a wall. Those people pay their taxes, $12 billion all in all. They pick the fruit and the veggies from the field. It's pretty clear they end up with the raw end of the deal.
But they spread some lies, try to make them look like bad guys, saying that they're criminals and on a public dole. When it comes to fake news, that one gets the grand prize. Always change reality to fit the current goal.
Well, we chase them to the briars and we chase them to the brambles, but we need someone to blame when our economy is slow. We better face the fact that our thinking is in shambles and our problems aren't coming from a place called Mexico. Fruit is hanging in the bushes and the trees, and the farmers are begging for someone to please. Billions of dollars just are rotting on the ground, and the gringos won't do it, not a single worker found.
I wonder what we'll do when they all just stop a-coming to handle all the jobs that we refuse to do. Best of luck to you if it's a farm you're running, cause the chances are you're never gonna find another crew.
We chase them through the briars and we chase them through the brambles. Why we wanna do that, I guess I'll never know. We better face the fact that our thinking is in shambles and our problem ain't coming from a place called Mexico.
Ranching consists of a mansion where illegal immigrants do much of the labor by hand. They sneak them through customs till time comes to bust them, then haul them back over the border to their own native land. With a ragged sombrero and not much dinero, they'll be back again when the Oreo Grande is down low. Border patroller, don't stop a stroller, cause the Mexican immigrant is helping America grow. Viva la Mexico, go where they let you go, do what you can for the land. Take home dinero and buy new sombrero, and come back again when you can. Makes a gringo, you smart aleck lingo, when he stole his land from the Indian man way back when. Don't he remember the big money lender that put him a Lincoln parked where his Pinto had been? The almighty peso that gives them the say-so to dry up the river whenever there's crops to bring. Is this a good neighbor to take all his labor, then chase him back over the border till he's needed again? Viva la Mexico, go where they let you go, take home dinero and buy new sombrero, and come back again when you can.
smooth, slow, amber-colored. Right now, you're peeing in your pants. It's Mueller time.
Well, it's time to indict. Mueller's right here. Cover your rear if you're doing time. We've got the beer. Mueller Beer.
Mueller Brewing Company, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Please don't wait, Mr. Prosecutor Mueller. Please, please hurry, Mr. Mueller. Mr. Mueller, look and see. Oh, if you can salvage our democracy. Please, Mr. Mueller. All of the time. Oh, yeah. A morning of November 9. Please bring me something today from the Golden Dossier. Please, Mr. Mueller, can't there be something hopeful in the news for me?
Just as bad. Oh yes, they call her Stormy Daniels, but Donald's just as bad. The POTUS is worse, and he is so, so mad. His lawyers file on Friday, and Saturday he goes out to play. His lawyers file on Friday, and Saturday he goes out to play. Sunday we go to church, everybody kneels to pray. Lord have mercy on him. Lord have mercy. His heart's in misery. Lord have mercy. crazy about his baby. While he sends her to bankruptcy.
Suckers, boofy boof boof. For all y'all poor suckers that don't know what boofing is, allow me to enlighten you. Boofing is the concealment of something, usually drugs, in your rectum. You know, your booty pocket. But if you don't know what boofing is, odds are you ain't never been in the streets. You ever sold drugs, you was boofing. You ever bought drugs, they smelled like shit. You'd get him anyway, you little dirtbag. Yeah, you ever been in jail? You was spoofing. Fingers, gloves, tobacco, shanks. Well, I'ma take it to a whole nother level on you suckers. Check it out. Boof, boof, boof. My butthole's so loose. I can boof anything. I can boof a goose. I boof machines. I can't even boof your dreams. When I try to put my pants on, sometimes I boof my jeans. This is my boofing list. I guess you get the gist. I boof elements. Yes, I even boof mist. My body ain't complete unless I take it deep. When there's nothing else around, then I boof my own feet. Even if I'm wearing cleats, I boof your whole street. Never boof the lake, but at least I boof the creek. I boof your beliefs. I'll boof your goals. My loose asshole will swallow up your soul. I make boof music, cause you know what they say if the shoe fits. Boof it! Boofing so fun, boofing so cool. When I try to sit at the bar, I accidentally boof the stool. When I'm feeling lost inside, then I boof road maps. I'm very superstitious, so I boof black cats. I take reverse craps, I boof my own gas. They said I was full of crap. I boof the ceiling fan so I could blow it out my ass. Used to boof drugs, then I boof guns. Now I boof pugs. Squat down on them and then I suck them up with no hands. Just straight butt cheeks, I'm the man. Yeah, my suction buck can crush cans. It's what I'm all about. When I walk around, stuff's always falling out. One day, Hawk caught Justin Bieber crawling out. He said, man, let's try to get him on a track. I said, man, I can do better than that. Got him on the hook, singing out my ass. Boofing so fun, boofing so awesome, awesome. Lost them. It's okay, cause I got more in the stash. My short-term goal is to boof a giraffe. I boof everything that comes in my path. That's why everyone I meet becomes a pain in my ass. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Try me. I ain't inside this booth. This booth's inside me. Yeah, boofing stuff grimy. I boof the booth. I boof the 90s. All these whack rappers these days, they can just boof it. Boof yourselves, motherfuckers. I'm swallowing everything up. This whole motherfucking place. Fuck you.
Oppang Kim Jong style. Kim Jong style.
I am Kim Jong Un and I'm not here to amuse ya. No, not Kim Jong Il. Sorry for the confusion. Everybody say South Korea makes the best K-pop. Who does a better job? Do you? I'll give you a guess. It's a country whose number one export is nuclear tests. The national pastime of the people is to be oppressed. Did you guess North Korea? Congrats, cause you are the best.
You passed the test.
And I'm the leader, the great successor.
Who'd have known?
Me! I should have known.
Yeah.
I run for office, but who'd oppose?
K-pop Kim Jong style. Kim Jong style.
Walk, 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 walk. Walking Kim Jong style. Let's chill for a while. Back to work! Almost done, but just like Friends or Seinfeld, it is only a rerun. Because I'm just like my father and his father, Kim Il-sung. Except they call me Kim Jong-un, number one. I got awesome hair, my daddy willed it to me because I'm his awesome heir. You should come to North Korea because we have awesome air. In fact, it's the only thing we have to eat because food is scarce. Check in on Four Square. I'm like the Beatles, I make the people cry and scream. See what I mean? I go swimming, I pick up women. Take off your clothes,
okay.
Suck on my toes.
Who, me?
I am Kim Jong-un and I will never be deposed.
Dancing single file. Make sure and smile. Throw them on the pile. With I'll try. Kim Jong Star.
Go to school, the teacher wanna fuck the students. Go to church, my preacher turned to prostitution. The prosecution never read my files. That evil-ass judge fell asleep at my trial. This shit is wild. Chickens getting sick as the cows. Birds falling out the sky, fish dying in piles. It's fishy, politicians smell like my bowels. Talking that shit, really cramping my styles. I got many. Now I'm pinching pennies, no doubt. I squeezed Lincoln so hard, a fucking booger came out. It's a shame, I used to be on top of my game. They took the shirt off my back and replaced it with chains. I met Mr. Lee Harvey from the Tea Party. He used to hate Obama till he felt Hurricane Charlie looking for his FEMA check. It's gone with the wind. When them dicks is in, you know the fix is in.
For my birthday, buy me a politician. It's a shame that you got to teach the children.
Everything's corrupt, everything's fucked up. Everything's by the fucking shit out of luck.
For my birthday, buy me a politician. It's a shame that you got to teach the children.
Everything's corrupt, everything's fucked up. Everything's by the fucking shit out of luck.
Everything's a scam. Beat the next man, it's capitalism. They'll just build a new prison for you slick ass niggas that's trying to beat the system. Put you on the front line if you ain't re-enlisting. It's hot in Hell's Kitchen. Get ready for the lynching. Brainwash media and puppet politician. Keep you out of position, out of commission. Buy medicine or food, that's not a decision. The 99% is mad and trying to vent. Police grab my fucking arm, then it got bent. Now it's in a splint. I can't pay my rent. The interest on my credit card, I ain't made a dent. The U.S. Mint, I heard they bout to print. But it's fucked up, cause I won't see a cent. I'm sick of getting ignored. This world I can't afford. I'm going to the pen. Free room, free board, bitch. For my birthday, buy me a politician. It's a shame that you got to teach the children.
Everything's corrupt, everything's fucked up. Everything's by the fuck we shit out of luck.
For my birthday, buy me a politician. It's a shame that you got to teach the children.
Everything's corrupt, everything's fucked up. Everything's by the fuck we shit out of luck.
It's a wall of confusion. My niggas, they loosen. I know what you're doing. They drug abusing. My bitches be choosing. My Uzis be losing. The troops be losing. They know what you're doing. A wall of confusion. My niggas be losing. I know what you're doing. They drug abusing. My bitches be choosing. My Uzis be losing. The troops be cruising.
I can tell the world's gone to hell. We're sure gonna miss it a lot. All of the whiskey in Leesburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. I got a $100 bill, friend, you keep your pills. Oh, it's all the way to pot.
That cackle babble head in the box must think I'm dumb as a rock. Reading me the news while I'm kicking off my shoes, and it's scaring me out of my socks. Admitted a stranger, I'm not. But buddy, let me tell you what. If you ask old Will to say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going to pot.
Well, it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're all gonna miss it a lot.
All the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. Got a $100 bill, you can keep your pills, friend, it's all going to pot.
Well,
in smoke when I called her making eyes at Merle. She said, a sweet little honey with her eye on your money is gonna take every penny you got. I said, she's never gonna get it cause I've already spent it, Merle. It's all going to pot.
It's all going to pot. Whether we like it or not, the best I can tell, the world's gone to hell and we're all gonna miss it a lot. All the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee just couldn't hit the spot. Got a $100 bill, you can keep your pills, friend, it's all going to pot. I got a $100 bill, you can keep your pills, friend, cause it's all going to pot.
Getting close to the witching hour. It's a little over, a little less than 10 hours to midnight. It's about quarter after two. And we got more stuff to be glad we got rid of, because we had a real shit show down there in Washington this year. And I like all of you, are wondering, like, what the, how, can we please? I mean, how far down this rabbit hole are we going to go? Perhaps we'll find out more in 2019. Meanwhile, we started with the KBC band. I'm really honored that they named themselves after me. I tried to talk them out of it. I said Cassidy Incorporated would be just fine with me, but they said no, KBC band it is. And I said thank you. That was America from their only album, with that great red and black cover, my team colors. The Parody Project after that, The Ballad of the Wall. You know what wall. Merle Haggard after that, The Immigrant. Hey, guess who's not coming to take over the country? Immigrants. They're coming to join us. The fuck's wrong with that? Please, Mr. Mueller was the anonymous sources. After that, Stormy and the Donald Blues was Roger Wood taking T-Bone Walker's song for a walk. Lies, the Knickerbocker, probably the biggest story of the year. How many thousands of lies have we been swallowing? I don't know. Let's see, Brett's Lying Song was Jonathan Mann. He's a guy that does one of those song a day guys. He's got, you can find him on Bandcamp if you're interested. He's got some interesting weird stuff out there. The Boof Song. Boofing is my choice of word of the year. Unfortunately, Merriam-Webster had a different idea. They're entitled to their opinion. That was Freschetti Bars featuring Bruce the Boofer. The Cave Awesome after that. Gangnam King Kong, King Jong Style. I was going to say that so well. Gangnam King Jong Style. Okay, Key of Awesome that was. Ice Cube after that. Everything is corrupt. If you don't know that, go back to school. And Merle and Willie. It's all going to pot. Okay, and I hope so, because that's maybe all we have left to keep our sanity. Meanwhile, I got a couple more here. You know, tragic losses all around. But next year's another year. We'll have some highs and lows. I don't know. You tell me. It's your year. I'll see you later.
Said he'd been set free, shares a little joke with the world somehow, sounded like he'd make a halo. When I heard his laughter floating, it's all for fun, you know. He said he just let go, shares a little joke with the world.
some know everything can be done. I think you're joking, I believe half of you. I want a journey, I want to laugh with you. But after you, share a little joke with the world around you, never catch up with you.
I am very aware of the preciousness of time. I was given 2 to 3 years to live. I faced a life unable to properly communicate. Fortunately, my mind was unaffected. While all around me people had buzzed away, deep in conversation, I have often been transported afar, lost inside my own thoughts, trying to fathom how the universe works. Perhaps it is human nature that we adapt and survive. We have this one life to appreciate the grand design of the universe. There is still plenty more to find out. We are all time travelers, journeying together into the future. Let us work together to make that future a place we want to visit. I am convinced that humans need to leave Earth and make a new home on another planet. In the next 100 years, we will embark on our greatest ever adventure. Our destiny is in the stars. Remember to look up at the stars and not down at your feet. Try to make sense of what you see and wonder about what makes the universe exist. Be curious. Life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious, or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough. Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned. The sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at 1,000,000 miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 400,000 miles an hour, in a galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 500 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 6,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 1,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe.
standing in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know. 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere out in space, cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.